Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Brett, in quotes, coming to us. Hey, Ben and Kelly. I was invited out to a bar on New Year's Eve with some coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, we've been married for just over a year, was at home with our new baby.
Mm-hmm.
She told me to go have fun. Now, I've only worked at this job for a few months, and I'm getting to know people, so I thought it was a good way to kind of build rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Right during the big New Year countdown, this attractive woman that was out with us, she works in another department, approached me to say something. The place was loud. I kind of bent down closer to her face so I could hear her, and she totally went in for the full-on makeout.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I was completely caught off guard, not expecting that, got out of it as quickly as possible without causing a scene, but now I have no idea how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been avoiding her at work since, and I feel like I'm keeping the secret from my wife. I in no way wanted that to happen, nor am I hoping something happens with that coworker. Do I confront the coworker? Do I tell my wife? Do I just pretend it never happened?
A kiss is just a kiss, right? Isn't that what they say?
I don't know if they've ever said that.
Well, you've heard the saying. You are aware of the saying, right?
Yeah, but I feel like it's not true. A kiss means something.
So, I mean, I think first thing, Brett, you got to tell your wife somehow. Like,
do we? Do we? Because I feel like in his mind, and I might agree, because again, he's going to maybe make her worry for no reason and create doubts that shouldn't be there. Because again, he didn't want it. He's not like, it's not making him second guess his relationship with his wife. He's not thinking, right, oh, maybe I need to pursue this coworker. But then his wife might think that. And then she's going to be automatically not like the new place that he works because there's this harlot that he works with.
Yes.
So do we like sift all that up? Do we dig a little hole? Or maybe there doesn't need to be a hole.
So you're saying just forget and bury it.
I don't know if we tell her.
Interesting.
Because I feel like it's going to create all sorts of unnecessary feelings on her part.
Interesting.
I know.
I know you're probably coming from you wouldn't want to know if this happened to, like, you know, I know your husband doesn't work in like an office setting.
Right.
But if this were the case,
I would want to know if that happened and it stirred feelings in him.
Oh.
Because I should probably know about that.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't it be better if, wouldn't you feel better to know that is like, yeah, no, it was something crazy that happened. This coworker, Angela, came over, laid one on me. Maybe he doesn't have to, like, say make out kiss or whatever. I mean, like, maybe he's just like, so-and-so, you know, this little, this coworker came and gave me a kiss on New Year's. No big deal. You know, maybe he just downplays the kiss, but I think he's got to tell her.
All right, but well, does he ask maybe her advice? Like, hey, there's something that happened. I feel like I need to, you know, you got to tell me what to do here.
Oh, ask his wife for advice?
Maybe ask his wife advice.
Oh,
maybe that's a way that, yes.
Yeah.
As in a, hey, I don't want to rock the boat at work, but this happened, and now I don't know what to do with
it. And after you get over the hurdle of the wife going, wait, now you're just now telling me a week later that that this happened?
There is also that.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you've been in this situation. Would love to hear your thoughts on it. 502-795-1997 is our number. Give us a call or text, and we'll take your stories coming up. I'm a little surprised at how many people are saying you waited too long to say something, now don't say anything. It's 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. We're talking about Brett's situation where he had a New Year's Eve kiss with a coworker who surprised him, sprung it on him. And now he's like, I haven't told my wife up until this point. I feel like it'd be awkward. What do I do?
Yeah, so this is such a unique situation because, again, he kind of found himself, he's new at this workplace. He was trying to like build rapport by, you know, going out with his coworkers for New Year's Eve. He's also got a new wife. They've been married for a year, new baby at home. Lots of things going on.
Right.
Jenny said, okay, listen, he pulled away as soon as possible when this coworker planted a kiss on him at midnight. You have to look at this from his point of view. If he tells his wife, then that's probably the end of work functions. Or maybe she's a jealous type and will make, you know, sparky remarks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't want to hear that kind of stuff, especially if it was innocent for him. But he knows her best, and he knows how she's going to react. Now, like you said, a lot of people are like, you should have told your wife immediately.
Yeah, you should have told her immediately, and now it's too late. And now don't tell her because it makes you look more guilty than you probably actually were.
Well, Bailey said you also need to report that attractive woman to HR. Mm. And the only reason you wouldn't is because you liked it or are hoping for it to happen again.
Oh.
I don't necessarily think that's the case. I feel like he doesn't want to make waves in the new workplace, probably.
Yeah.
More than anything. I don't know. As a wife, that would be the only acceptable solution. Who cares if she gets fired or in trouble? She actually kind of assaulted you, technically speaking. So you need to take care of that.
So Rachel told a story that happened to her. She said you should absolutely tell your wife because she says when my husband and I started dating, his ex-wife tried to seduce him.
Ooh.
But he told me all about it.
Yeah.
And many years later, she tried to casually mention that, and I was able to tell her that, hey, I already knew about it. And I guess her face was priceless. So,
Rachel, well, that's an ex-wife.
Rachel
too.
Says, yeah, you never want another woman to have the upper hand on you or your family.
Yeah, Maisie says,
interesting.
Tell your wife, that's step one. Go from there. But tell your wife. If you don't, you're keeping a secret.
Yeah, you know, I think I like the idea that you had originally where you were like, hey, maybe you go tell your wife and say, hey, I didn't bring this up with you before. I thought it was a little bit awkward. I'm, you know, kind of apologize for waiting too long to say something to her, but then ask for advice.
Right. Like, how do I navigate this? Because I'm new in this workplace and now this thing happened and it's all awkward and I don't know how to handle it. Like, I don't want to get people in trouble, but at the same time, that was inappropriate. So what do I do?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, an awkward situation, any way you slice it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Brandy agrees. Like, tell the wife, get her advice. Let her know you didn't know what to do and that you're sorry for waiting. I think she's going to understand and feel much better. It could bring you closer.
All right. There you go. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.